So to get him out, we had to drive around 3 hours to Irwin Detention Center. And we had to pay the Department of Homeland Security $12,000 in check. That's a lot of money. And then when he got out, he told us that they have like bracelets and they had colors. They have different colors. The red means that you're definitely getting deported. The yellow means that your deportation is in process. And the green means like that the court is still deciding to deport you or not. And he was on green. So like it was a good sign.
Hey guys, welcome to our G&J podcast. This is
Giovanni.
And I'm Geraldine. Today, we will be talking about immigration and minimum wage.
An average of a high school dropout makes $7.25 an hour. A high school graduate makes barely over the minimum wage. 2.3% of college graduate makes barely over the minimum wage. And that's what, 4 years of high school to make $10 an hour?
We have two issues that we will be talking about today. One of the topics is the minimum wage. It's affecting lots of families and could possibly affect you too. An increase from $7.25 to $10.10 an hour, phased over 3 years, would cost the nation 500,000 jobs, according to the CBO. However, it would also lift almost 1 million people out of poverty and increase earnings from 16.5 million people. So, Giovanni, what do you think about this fact?
I think that our government should like wake up and raise the minimum wage. Because $7.25 is not enough for a person, just getting out of high school, trying to find a new, like, life, new work. And it's, like, kind of not fair. Like, I mean, it's fine if you're working and then, like, having kids and, you know, like, you're a single parent. Going to school is like, it's really hard for them. And by making just that little money, it's not enough. It's definitely not enough. And then if I was that person, I would ask for help and I would be struggling. And it's really hard. And, you know, the American way is, you know, to find a great job and to find a good house and, like, you know, have a lifestyle that you wanted, not suffering for years and years and years because you're not getting paid enough and because you're struggling and drowning in your own debt.
But why don't people look for better jobs?
Because some... those better jobs are having requirements, you know, having a special skills or having specific or having a diploma or a college degree and everything. And then there's some jobs that you don't need all of that, but it's kind of hard to enter because some jobs require far away, some jobs require having a household income or credit union. And it also depends, you know, like people who are undocumented can't have those type of jobs because you need papers, social security, having a valid driver's license, having a permit to work. So it's kind of really hard to find like those good jobs that you want.
So there's just a lot of things that you have to do to get a better job.
Yeah, it's just not like be presentable. It's like to get a job, you need more than just one thing, you know, having a recent job, what are you good at, what are your special skills at, you know, do you have any experience on those type of jobs? Like, if you just, like, enter Hollister, they will ask, hey, have you have experience on the cashier or being in a star room or having retail prices or folding clothes? You know, like, all of them jobs are, like, they have to have, like, some type of experience. And if you're just beginning, it's kind of hard to enter in those type of fields.
Yeah. So minimum wage is a really hard thing because families aren't getting paid enough, and it's very difficult for them to buy enough groceries for their family, and like they can't buy new clothes every new year, and some families are struggling with paying bills.
Well, yeah, duh. It depends what state you're in. Like in New York, minimum wage is like about $11, $12, something like that. $11, $12 is like $7.25 in Georgia. So like, even if you move to New York, and New York is expensive, the rent there is crazy.
Yeah.
So like, if you're making $7.25 here, and you can barely pay the bills here, and if you move to New York, you're dead, man. You're gonna become homeless in 1 week, because right there is expensive. Right there, is really hard to like get your grind up, because there's a lot of people, and a lot of people just trying to go there, you know, become something famous or make money, and like, you know, you will fit in because you're trying to do the same thing, and it will be hard because you like have all these people right in front of you, and so like, yeah, and like especially like, you know, just starting off your life, and like, you know, you have a kid and you're trying to like pay water, electricity, and you also want to go to school, and especially those tuitions, and like
it's really hard, yeah, like stressful,
yeah, and then like. There's some people, I know some people that makes $7.25 or $8, and like they barely get enough. Their paycheck is like magnificently like really low.
Yeah, because they're spending all their paycheck on bills and like necessary mm-hmm. things.
And like students like us right now, like, you know, we pay phone bills, car insurance, and like helping out with their parents or rent, like. It's hard, like, you know, like, if it's hard now, especially when you get out of high school, it's going to be even way harder. And they were not joking about that. They were not joking about, you know, when you get out of high school, it's going to be hard for you. Like, it's hard now, and it's going to get harder later.
Yeah, because college is also, like, expensive. Well, it depends on where you go, but still
yeah.
a lot of money.
And, like, there's some people that won't go to college, and then they will still make those type of monies, like, I know a friend who went to college, he got a degree, and he's like, well, like making $12 to $13 an hour. And he went to college, bro. I make $11 an hour. That's two more dollars. No, that's two more. That's two less. How many cents? Less dollars? That's two less. That's $2 less. There you go. That's $2 less than he makes. He makes 13, I make 11. And I'm still in high school, and he already graduated from college. So, like, they need to step up their game. Because, like, what's the point of going to college if you're finna make, what, $2
more? And all the loans you have to pay, too, if you get loans.
Nah, but I screw that, man. I'm not trying to pay that much. But, like, you know, in working at McDonald's, it's like, it sucks. It sucks. I never worked at McDonald's, but I see some friends working at McDonald's. And, like, I don't know, bro. That paycheck are horrible. And I work at a landscape, and I make more. And we don't even work that much. And they work, like what, 12 hours, 10 hours most. But
there's some people that actually, like, are really good at saving their money. And then once they save the money, they actually have enough to, for whatever reason they want.
Well, yeah, but you also gotta know there's an emergency, and anything could happen, so. Hey. And what else? But, yeah, like, you know. What if, like, a situation comes up and, like, you have to take those savings off and, like, you only live by, like, paycheck by paycheck. And imagine if you miss a day of work or 2 days of work, you know, you're only getting paid $7.25. So you basically cannot miss a day. If you miss a day, you're screwed. Hello, guys. We have...
Kevin Guzman.
All right, Kevin Guzman. What is your thoughts on minimum wage?
I truly believe that minimum wage in this country is quite low, and it honestly should be a lot higher for hard workers to get paid a better wage to have a better life. It's too low.
All right, and you said that you worked at Chick-fil-A and you get paid for starting hours is $8 an hour, right?
Yeah, starting off at Chick-fil-A is $8.
Do you think your life is worth $8 an hour?
No, I don't think my life is worth $8 an hour. I think $8 is a decent price to pay for the things I need in life. For example, gas or insurance or groceries. You know, I would like to get paid more than that. I think most people would like to get paid, starting off to get paid more than that to help, you know, their families and needs. clothing, groceries, things like that.
Right. And for the people who, like, dropped out of high school or doesn't have education, do you think it's fair for them to get paid $7.25?
Well, you know, in America, you know, you have a choice to go to school and, you know, live a better life, which is why many immigrants come over here. I don't think it's fair that most immigrants, most people who drop out of school get paid a minimum wage. I think, you know, they could have worked a lot harder, done a better job with their life, and could get paid more, but, you know, not everyone can live an easy life and can work as hard as other people can when they're just dropping out.
All right. Thank you for your time, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hello, guys. We have
Miss Hasty.
All right. How you doing, Miss Hasty?
Doing great.
Good. Now, we just have some few questions. Thank you for interviewing with us. What is your thoughts on minimum wage?
Minimum wage is completely inadequate to allow people to meet their basic needs and potentially, you know, try to improve their life.
All right. And have you worked in one of those jobs that pays you $7.25?
I have.
And how did it feel working as it? Is your life worth $7.25?
It was hard. It was always paycheck to paycheck. So if something had happened to me where I got sick or something like that, then I wouldn't have been able to pay the rent. I wasn't able to save any money. And that was the kind of job that didn't have any health insurance. So if I got sick, I had to rely on something like urgent care treatment. And pray that I didn't have to go to an emergency room.
Do you think that if the national government or they raise the national minimum wage to like $8 or $9, you think that the people would be more productive and, you know, going to work on time and then working like more per se because, you know, the minimum wage is higher?
I think that anybody who has to work in a situation where they feel undervalued is not going to do their best work. So clearly, if they feel like they're valued and they can get some gratification from work, they will do a better job. If they can actually see the possibility of improving their life, they'll do a better job. But basically, the people getting minimum wage, if you increase their minimum wage, they're going to go out and spend it immediately and improve the economy. Because it's not like they're saving a whole lot of their money. They're going to go spend it on things they need to spend it on.
Thank you, Ms. Hastings.
You're welcome.
Now we will be talking about immigration and treatment of immigrants. In 136 metro areas, almost 70% of those studied, the immigrant population increased between 1980 and 2016, while crime stayed stable or fell. So what do you think about?
I did not pay attention.
Well, I think that many people right now are accusing of immigrants that they're criminals and that they're really bad people and that they kill people and they bring drugs and everything. But it just said there that, yeah, the immigration population has increased, but crime has been stable or fell down in many of the popular areas where it's really populated.
We're not even immigrants, bro. I don't know what they're talking about. They're tripping. I know for sure the Pilgrims had this country first. They just stole it from them.
The Pilgrims?
Even President's wife is an immigrant, and yet he wants to deport immigrants. Man, this man about to deport his own wife, too. But, like, I mean, it's kind of hard. I was born here, so, like, you know, it's not hard for me, but it's hard for, like, other people. And, like, I have friends, and especially, like, families. It's hard. And it's crazy. It's crazy. But, like, immigration is a big issue. Yes, it is. But, like, it's not a big issue where you should, like, throw your own people away, because, you know, like, we're all family here, we're all together, and hey, and you know, it's kind of like hard to see them go and getting detained and getting mistreated and all of that, and we come here to get work and not cause any problems. And I'm not gonna throw shades, but
they're like accusing us of being criminals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is part of them that are bad, but it's not all of them that are like that. And they're just painting a big picture in the news that we're all like criminals and that we're all bad people, but it's not true. Like, I don't know what we did bad,
right,
for them to, like,
the black people just want to cause something.
It's not just the white
people. It's white American. But they have everything. They have control of the United States. But they have control of companies. Like, what else did they want? Like, we're just here.
I mean, they just have more privileges than people like immigrants and other people.
Yeah.
But it's not just them giving us hate. There's other people, too. Even our own people in Hispanics also hate on immigrants. There's like situations where, like, once, I don't know, they feel like they got everything and they feel like they're superior from their own people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just crazy to see that from your own country, like, turns your back against you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, like, I like white people. I like all kinds. I like black, Muslim, Indian. Like, all of them. They're all chill. But, like, there's some that, like, things that they're better. And, like, you know, sometimes you just gotta tell them, hey, we're the same, you know. You have two eyes, I have two eyes. You have two hands, I have two hands. So, like, you're not better. Probably in knowledge, but, like, say you can be better in math and I can be better in science, you know. Like, no one is perfect or no one's better than one another. Like, our president thinks that he's better than all of us, but, like, you know, as you can tell, he makes mistakes as well, and, like, we're not judging or hating on that, because, like, we also make mistakes, you know. Presidency is a big responsibility, because, like, you know, you're taking care of a whole country, so, you know, it's kind of hard, and he has pressure, but, like, you know, he shouldn't take those pressures or anger at, like, other groups just because he doesn't like one person, you know. Like, you shouldn't, just because, like, one black person, one Hispanic person did this, doesn't mean, like, everyone else would do the same thing, you know. Just because one white person does, like, dip or, like, cocaine, that doesn't mean that other person would do it. Or just, like, one Hispanic drinks beer all the time, doesn't mean, like, that other Hispanic would drink beer, you know. Like, everyone is different, and not everyone is, like, perfect. Like, there's no such thing as a perfect human, because, like, you know, no one is actually perfect. We're all the same. We're all here. We all have, like, the same dream, you know, become famous or get money, you know. We all try to work hard to live. So, like, everyone is the same.
Yeah, I agree with that. Increasing numbers of families and unaccompanied children seek out Border Patrol agents so they can turn themselves in and apply for asylum. Overall, 40% of those apprehended in FY 2018 were families or unaccompanied children, compared to 10% 6 years earlier. So many children are running away from their state because there's a lot of violence in their country. They're trying to get away from the crime, and they're just trying to seek asylum with their families, but they get separated.
My opinion on that? I don't know. Depends on what situation they're in, you know? It's kind of scary living in another country where you can see, like, dead bodies everywhere.
What are you talking about?
You know, that's what they're seeking for asylum, because of violence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, to be truthful, you can, like, see dead bodies everywhere, you know? Like...
Well, not everywhere.
Okay, well, not everywhere, but, like, mostly in Mexico, you have cartels. And in other Central Americas, you have, like, violence of the government corrupting your own, you know, your own life, your own house.
Like, families are, like, running away. And because there's some countries that are in poverty, and they don't have enough money to even buy, like, a small bag of food. Uh-huh. And that's why they're just trying to, like, run away to somewhere else, safer. Uh-huh. And they also get, like, separated, which is unfair, but now I guess they kind of solved it.
But that's temporary, that's not permanent. They're gonna do it so they can get the news off their back and then watch behind their back. Something big is gonna happen and the news is gonna focus on that, and then they're gonna go back to separating kids.
I also read an article where, like, on the news, the reporters see something different from the journalist. On the news, you see, like, happy, they're kind of happy, and, like, they're waving to the camera and everything. But when journalists go see the kids, they're crying and they're in, like, trauma because they miss their parents and they can't see them. And they can't even, like, be friends with the other children because they can't even hug each other. And when the children are friends and they're being separated too, they can't even, like, hug them a goodbye.
I mean, it's fake news, bro. Anyone could, like, make any story into the news. And, like, journalists, there's never a fake journalist because, like, that's their job. And the news can get paid whatever and, like, say whatever, you know. Oh, hey, this, you know, and this is good, you know, whatever. But, like, journalists, they actually go inside, you know, talk to the people, talk what's going on. They actually see things and they write it into a report and share it to the public. Where in the news, they just go for, like, 5 minutes, be like, oh, okay, everything looks good, and then leave. Like, the journalists actually dig and investigate and, like, get facts and information, and then the news is like, you know, like, oh, this one person says,
portray a story and they kind of exaggerate it.
Yeah, they listen to that one person, or like, oh, he said this, and then they, you know, say in the news, be like, oh, this is the fact that they did this, and the journalists, they don't, like, listen. Just because one person said it doesn't mean it's true, you know. They actually go and investigate. And so, like, that's why, like, you know, in the New York Times is such a big deal, because they actually, like, say the truth, you know.
And they do their research.
Yeah, more. They do their research and, like, say why this happened and what could we do and what should we do and, like, what is going on and why the Constitution is not doing anything or why, like, the president is doing this or whatever. Like, it's an impact for, like, us Americans because we're the one doing it, not just the president, because we're also turning our face around by not doing anything in our own home.
Hi, could I interview for a second?
Yes.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on treatment of immigrants?
Honestly, I think it's the divisions in our country right now around immigration are kind of a conspiracy. Certain people in power are trying to distract people and divide people by, you know, portraying immigrants as some sort of danger to us, whereas immigration is an important factor in the well-being of our country.
Do you think all immigrants are bad people?
Absolutely not. I don't think very many immigrants are bad people.
Do you think they really help our economy out?
I know they do. Just a couple of little tiny things. Our population is not growing, and we need people coming in that are making babies, to be honest. The trajectory for our population is going down, and if we don't have other groups coming in and joining our country, then there's going to be an economic problem down the road when there's not enough people. And secondly, immigrants are especially hardworking. And then the children of immigrants are the most hardworking people in our economy. The statistics show it.
Okay, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Hi, can we interview you for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on treatment of immigrants?
I think it's pretty messed up, in my opinion, because they're trying to get away from, like, danger and everything, trying to come to a country where they feel safe, and in fact, they're not letting them in. I think it's crazy.
Do you think all immigrants are bad people?
No, not all of them. Like, it's like everybody has a group of bad apples, but it doesn't mean that everybody's a bad person.
Okay. Do you think that what our president is doing now is bad?
Yeah, because, like, these people are trying to get away from something dangerous, and it's, like, not letting them in. We, like, don't have to stay here. It's, like, hello, come with them in. They want to be safe from a place where they feel scared of.
Okay. Do you have any, like, personal experiences over that?
I guess it'd be, like, my family coming to this country, because I'm first-generation born American, and all my family came over here, and so it was, like, I'd help them study for the censorship test and everything, so it was that whole process, but it took like a while to do it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hi, could we interview for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on treatment of immigrants?
I don't think it's okay that we're trying to kick people out of our country. And I don't think that, well, in econ, we actually learned that some immigrants do jobs that we don't do. So I personally think that it's good that there are people here taking jobs that we don't do, because if people aren't here to do them, then who's going to do the job? I'm sorry.
So the story is about how my stepdad was almost got deported by ICE, and he was held in the Gwinnett County Jail. He was in a car accident, and it wasn't his fault, but he was driving without license. And, you know, he was just coming from work, and he was with my sister as well. And once he got detained, they took him to the Gwinnett County Jail, and we went to go try to bail him out, but he couldn't because he was already in the ICE detention. So we couldn't do nothing about it. And after that, he was in there for a week, and he didn't have no extra clothes. And they say that, well, he said that it was cold, and he couldn't sleep because he had to sleep in a hard floor. And so it was bad how, like, they were mistreating him. And we were trying everything to bail him out. We tried asking the commissioner how much, you know, we should bail him out. How much long would he be in there? Where can he get him out? Because he didn't do anything wrong. He was just in there because he didn't have a license. But they saw it as a bigger problem, as a threat or something, because they kept him for a week. And then they took him to Irwin Detention Center. I think it's about 3 hours away from here. And so we went to Homeland Security to try to talk with ICE, to try to negotiate what can we do. We also hired 3 lawyers because, like, the case was big because he had no records of being here. So technically they saw him as entering here illegally. But he was here for 8 years. And so, like, we tried everything to find proof that he was here, his taxes, or if he had any siblings or, you know, kids here. So after that, we went to Homeland Security and we paid the money, $12,000, to get him out. And now we're still struggling to pay the lawyers and to trying to get him, like, at least a green card or work permit, or at least get his fingerprint into the United States, so, you know, he can stay so he won't get deported.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty much it.
How did you feel, like, during that situation?
Nothing. I'm just kidding. It was scary because, like, we didn't know how he was doing. We didn't know where he was at until they told us, until we had a call. And we didn't know how, like, they were treating him. And then he told us when he got out, you know, it was scary. Like, it's kind of like jail, you know. And you don't even know if you're getting deported or not. So, like, you know, it was really hard for him and for us because, like, every day we tried and tried and, you know, kind of, like, lost a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
And so, like, it was kind of hard to get back up. So, yeah.
Us too, like, I went kind of through a similar situation with my uncle, my dad's brother. He got detained by ICE, and it was really hard for my dad and my dad's sister, because they just thought that they wouldn't see their brother again because they were going to take him back to Mexico. But we hired some lawyers, and we were trying hard to, like, get him out of the detention center. And he also lives in New York, and they had to travel all the way over there to go and see and help him. And we also, like, lost a lot of money with the lawyer and to bail him out. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Giovanni.
And this is Geraldine.
And if you have any questions or regarding to help out, you could always write a letter to the mayor increasing our minimum wage, or go to the ACLU of Georgia and help immigrations, or also have a stand against our undocumented people and help with our citizenship and help others. You got anything to say?
Well, thanks for listening.